News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today a forum on physical education takes place at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. So how should physical education be taught in the classrooms? I'm joined now by well-known personal trainer and broadcaster Carl Henry. Good morning to you, Carl. There does seem to be an issue with PE in schools. Kids aren't getting enough of it. Kids aren't as active as they used to be. They don't have those gross motor skills. And indeed, girls in particular at a certain age seem to fall away from sport and PE. Talk to me about how important an issue PE is for kids and young people.
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, it is an issue. We know, like, in terms of the subjects in schools, it's probably one of the least prioritized subjects. We all have that experience of any age profile when we've been through the school system. There's less and less PE, and that's kind of increased over the course of the years. We know that in terms of girls, they fall off PE faster during that school cycle. And we know that's linked to lifelong health, that if they do fall off exercise over the course of that cycle, we know they're going to struggle later on in life with health-related issues, health-related challenges. So it's crucial. We aren't getting enough movement as a society, both on an adult level, but absolutely on a school perspective. Now, it's difficult to say, you know, to point the finger at the school and say, well, they should do more. Like, schools are under huge pressure. But it is a crucial part of our development in terms of motor skills, in terms of social skills, in terms of the benefits of exercise, the association with the positive with regards to exercise. So we need PE more than ever before. And we see that on a societal level, it's crucial. But it's one of the things that there's less and less of, unfortunately. And it seems to be easier to get out of it as in this society that we live in, that, you know, in terms of students don't necessarily have to do it if they have an excuse not to. Where in my day, I sound very old when I say that, in my day, but like, it wasn't an option where I couldn't not do PE.
That's really interesting, because we were discussing that this morning before the show and about the opting out and about parents sending in notes and you know, kids opting out of PE. That wasn't a thing when I was young either. Your parents did not send a note and you just got on with the PE. So, you know, in terms of prioritising it, are families not prioritising it too? Do they think that it's okay if their kids opt out? A lot of kids don't seem to like PE as well. Are we getting something wrong in how we're delivering it?
Yeah, possibly. There's an element of that where, you know, the delivery of it potentially isn't aligning with what students want to do. You know, it doesn't have to be the same old stuff. It can be uncomfortable. It can be a setting where people are uncomfortable. And from a fitness perspective, they may not feel fit enough, or they may feel self-conscious, which is they're very good reasons.
But the competitiveness, I am not a sporty person, and I was never very good at it. So competitiveness, you know, the bleep tests and all those types of things in PE, they do put some people off, because if you're going to always come last, let's get two teams. One of you put on a yellow bib. Pick your teams, and if you're always the last person picked, the people who are always on the bottom of the pile and they know who they are, they're probably the ones who are opting out and getting the note saying they have a tummy bug or something.
To a point, now you're chatting to the person who was last on the rugby team around the pitch when I was doing laps and laps and laps at St. Michael's College when I was in school. So like, to a point, now I was always sporty, but I was the last person on those laps. The coach had to run with me. I can remember it. Did it put me off?
That is surprising to hear.
I know. I know. But like, you know, so like I can associate with that. I do think, on a personal level, I do think that it's a matter on a policy level of incentivizing. So, for example, if you keep up PE in fifth and sixth year, the 2 years where we know they really do fall off the wagon because of the pressure of exams, why can't we give students bonus points for completing a full cycle of PE over the course of that year? Or if you take it a little bit further, if you have a minimal level of fitness going into those exam years, can we incentivize them by giving an extra 20 points or you know, the incentive is important, I think. And we do that with subjects that have low take-ups or that we need more of in the country, such as, you know, as certain maths subjects and science subjects. So I think, could that be a way to do it? That you really incentivize it from a point perspective, which is, the points are so important for children.
I guess it is, as you say, it's about prioritising it. Look, thank you very much for talking to us on all of that this morning. That is Carl Henry, their personal trainer and well-known broadcaster.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.